Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We go immediately to Las Vegas, our favorite new discovery. Jeff, a very good evening to you. I have a lengthy conversation with someone recently visiting Las Vegas at the Sphere for a band named Phish, and I'm told to say that with a PH. What is Phish, Jeff? And the experience was fabulous, according to my correspondent. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Phish is a kind of a jam band, as they say it. It's an American rock band out of Vermont, and they're known for their musical improvisation and jams during their shows. They have a very devoted fan following, and their music can best be described as kind of trippy. It fits so well with the Sphere. I've seen some of the videos from the recent residency they did there in Vegas at the Sphere. And so the images that were being projected on the inside of the Sphere, which is all walls and ceilings, completely surrounds you. It's completely immersive. It was a psychedelic trip that you would never forget. The images were amazing. And for whatever you want to make jokes about, the band or their fans, the music and whatever things they're taking at the shows, the work that they did, technical work on this, the lighting, the video, the sound, was phenomenal. The Sphere just keeps getting better and better. I told you I was there several months ago to see U2's final show in their residency, and it was probably the most incredible concert or entertainment experience I've ever been part of in my entire life.
My informant also tells me that the Strip is a lot of fun. The gambling isn't so compulsive anymore because you can gamble on your phone if you need to. However, off the Strip, whatever that means, I don't know. Off the Strip, it was harassment after harassment by people who wanted money or wanted to sell you something. So it sounds like Las Vegas has some room to grow here about the off the Strip part. Does that sound rational, Jeff?
That it definitely sounds familiar. Vegas has always had these people on the sidewalks who are dressed up as famous cartoon characters, and they want to, sell you a picture with them, or they're dressed as showgirls and they want to do the same. Or they have people handing out flyers for strip clubs or different entertainment. And that's been a problem they've been dealing with for years and dealing with First Amendment issues on them. But it's something that seems to be getting pushed out a little bit as time goes along. Now, if you go directly off the Strip, just a couple blocks, then you start to encounter the homeless and some of the other people we've reported on over the years who are down on their luck, so to speak, and just kind of eking out staying alive, just surviving. And that's a rather sad situation. I don't know what Las Vegas is trying to do about it. I do know the residents there, though, are concerned because, like many other major metro areas, as Vegas continues to blossom, and it's expected to grow to 3.2 million people in that area by 2028, come all of the different problems that other cities are facing. So just because they're out in the desert doesn't mean Vegas doesn't get them. People come there because they know there's money. And there'll be people that'll help take care of them. So it's a problem.
But Las Vegas has a lot of things to boast about. Go down the list, Jeff.
That's right. By 2028, they're going to have high-speed rail from Vegas to California. We just broke ground on, I believe it was Monday. The Secretary of Transportation, Buttigieg, was out in Vegas when they started breaking ground for that. That'll be built way long before California's high-speed rail ever will be. They're going to have a MLB ballpark on the Strip where currently the Oakland A's are going to move to. There's an NBA arena on or near the Strip. 2 mega resorts, new ones, will be built on the Strip. Thousands of self-driving taxis and autos are being introduced to Vegas. There's a 690 megawatt solar battery storage facility, which is huge, which is exactly what they need out there. They can't always count on water or other sources of energy. And like I pointed out before, they're looking at 3.2 million residents by the time 2028 hits.
Campuses. Right now, the East Coast is getting in the news because of disruptions at Columbia, at Yale, at Princeton. But the big one looks to be in California, USC. What's happened, Jeff?
It all started when USC decided to pull the invitation to their valedictorian. It was alleged that she had a number of remarks in her social media that were anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. And they thought this is not a good time, especially in light of what's been happening in the Middle East. And then after that, they had a massive sit-in and a series, other series of protests that followed on the heels of what's happening with Columbia. There seems to be some coordination between them and a number of other colleges. And they've closed the campus now because of the disruptions, because of the tussles with the police there. Nothing too terrible, but there have been some altercations. So they closed the campus to just people who are in the USC campus community. And now they just announced yesterday that they are going to they're going to cancel the main stage graduation, which is the big one for everybody at USC. And then just separate departments or colleges will hold their exercises elsewhere. But this is a huge blow, brings a lot more attention to the problem. But the protesters, after the valedictorian decision, put USC in what they call a decision dilemma. So any decision they made was going to be tough for them. If they went ahead and let the speaker be part of commencement or let the protests and sit-ins continue, it was going to create more attention for the university that would be negative. And if they decided they were going to cancel things and move people out, that was going to bring negative attention all along the way, bringing more attention to their cause. So this has been a winning thing for the protesters and continues to be an ongoing black eye for USC. But it's also a problem for a number of other universities up and down the West Coast, including UCLA, UC San Diego, UC Santa Barbara, and a number of other colleges. If they haven't already had disruptions or sit-ins, they're expecting them in the week or weeks to come, especially since we have graduations coming up at all these universities, hundreds and hundreds up and down the West Coast.
Two extremely prominent politicians with similar episodes. We'll start with Adam Schiff. That sounds funny, but it's not. Adam Schiff running for the Senate, a very prominent name in America these last years, arrived in an event without his luggage. What happened, Jeff?
That's right. His luggage was stolen from his car as it sat in a downtown San Francisco parking garage on Thursday. And, you know, he had to go to an event, a very swanky dinner party that night in San Francisco with only the clothes he had on his back. So, you know, he did the usual kind of joking about it and explaining what had happened. But a lot of people pointed to it saying, look, this is emblematic of what the problems are in San Francisco as well as other big cities, where theft and car break-ins are very commonplace, especially San Francisco. So it did not speak well of, you know, the plans that I'll just say that it took the oxygen out of the room. It became the bigger story than whatever he said that night.
And the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, what happened?
That's right. So earlier in the week, there was a break-in at the mayor's official home in Los Angeles, the Getty Mansion. And there was a gentleman who was alleged to have committed first-degree residential burglary and vandalism on Sunday morning while the Bass family was there. Now, they had heard the ruckus, and they managed to, you know, get themselves to what's essentially a panic room and a hiding room there in the mansion. And by doing that, that alerted the LAPD, and they showed up and arrested this man. And it's hard to understand, you know, exactly what he was after. They said they think he was casing it, but that's in an area in a place called Hancock Park, which are just big, beautiful mansions. So if you're looking to hit a home and, you know, make off with some expensive goods, that's an area that's rich with them, so to speak.
And finally, Jeff, a mountain lion named Newport. Is he outside of your window right now? We've got a few seconds.
I have not seen him personally. I've seen him on trail cameras where he, you know, as he walks by, it trips him.
Right.
And he looks like it'd be a beautiful mountain lion.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Beck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabae, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabae sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.